Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant milestone in India's diplomatic relations with Southeast Asia has just been achieved with the operationalization of a comprehensive strategic partnership with Malaysia, marked by the signing of 11 key agreements and documents, including a landmark local currency trade settlement framework and the formal establishment of the Malaysia-India Digital Council. What makes this significant is the historical context of India-Malaysia relations, which stretch back to the Chola period, from the 9th to the 13th centuries AD, when the Chola Empire's maritime dominance extended trade and cultural influence across the Malay Peninsula. Building on this, the substantial Indian diaspora in Malaysia, numbering approximately 2.7 million persons of Indian origin, serves as a living bridge between the two nations, representing one of the world's largest Indian communities concentrated in a single country. First, let's delve into the key agreements signed in February 2026, which cover a wide range of areas, including trade and economic cooperation, digital cooperation, defense and security, cultural and academic exchanges, and environment. In terms of trade and economic cooperation, the INRMYR Local Currency Trade Settlement Framework is a notable development, reducing dependence on the US dollar in bilateral trade and part of India's broader push to internationalize the rupee. Bilateral trade between India and Malaysia stood at $19.86 billion in 2024-25, with Malaysia being India's third largest trading partner in ASEAN, after Indonesia and Vietnam. Cooperation areas have been expanded to include renewable energy, semiconductors, and advanced manufacturing. Crucially, the Malaysia-India Digital Council, or MIDC, has been formally established as a structured bilateral mechanism for collaboration on digital infrastructure, fintech, cybersecurity, and e-governance. India's experience with the Unified Payments Interface, or UPI, and Digital Public Infrastructure, or DPI, is highly relevant for Malaysia's digital economy goals. Remember this number, $19.86 billion, which is the value of bilateral trade between India and Malaysia, and note this carefully, Malaysia is India's third largest trading partner in ASEAN. Now, let us turn to the defense and security aspect of the partnership. A Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, on UN peacekeeping cooperation has been signed, reflecting both nations' consistent contributions to UN peacekeeping missions. Another MOU has been signed with the Malaysia Anti-Corruption Commission, or MAC, and the Central Bureau of Investigation, or CBI, for anti-corruption coordination. Joint military exercises, including Harimau Shakti for the Army, Samudra Lakshman for the Navy, and Udara Shakti for the Air Force, demonstrate the deepening of defense ties. A disaster management MOU has also been signed, highlighting the importance of cooperation in this critical area. It is worth pausing here to note that cultural and academic exchanges have also been strengthened with the operationalization of the Thiruvalluvar Chair at University Malaya, named after the Tamil poet-philosopher Thiruvalluvar, who authored the Thirukkural. This recognition of shared Tamil cultural heritage in Malaysia is significant, and an audiovisual co-production agreement has been signed for joint film and media projects. And here is something that surprises many students: Malaysia has acceded to the International Big Cat Alliance, or IBCA, a multilateral initiative for the conservation of big cats, including tigers, lions, leopards, snow leopards, cheetahs, pumas, and jaguars, founded at India's initiative in 2023. Malaysia's Malayan tiger, a critically endangered species with fewer than 200 individuals remaining, will benefit from this conservation effort. But why does this matter? Malaysia's strategic positioning, sitting at a critical choke point, the Strait of Malacca, through which approximately 80% of China's energy imports and a significant share of global trade transit, makes it a key node in India's Act East policy. ASEAN centrality is another crucial aspect, with India designating ASEAN as the fulcrum of its Indo-Pacific engagement. The China factor also plays a significant role, with China being Malaysia's largest trading partner, and India offering Malaysia an alternative economic partner that does not carry strategic dependencies. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The bilateral trade between India and Malaysia stood at $19.86 billion in 2024.